Rory, that's quite an afternoon's work.
I feel like I've been a psychiatrist doing four clients in quick succession, putting them on the couch, getting into their psyche and trying to work out just what their humanity consists of. So it's been a very interesting process.
You saw through them all, obviously. Still, in 25 years, there's not been a winner as such.
What I saw immediately, and you learn how to do this actually during the process, was that asking simple questions like, where do you live? What are your hobbies? They can just about cope with. As soon as you get a bit kind of freeform, I started talking to them about things like London property prices, whether slugs were eating the vegetables in my garden, the Great British Bake Off, and my dog, which happens to be called Cabbage. And I'm afraid that bamboozled them, some immediately and some just crumbled eventually.
I can't imagine something being so refined as to think of a dog and cabbage, the name of a vegetable, and actually make sense of that.
Yeah.
Is that what threw them?
Well, they were certainly thrown by that. They were thrown by anything which didn't go down very conventional lines. Anything that was like a real human conversation. A simple Q&A, where do you live? What do you do for a living? Do you enjoy it? They could do. And some of them, one of them in particular, been programmed in rather cunningly to know things about the competition, to know that Hugh Loebner was wearing a fancy shirt, started asking, do you like the cool shirt that Hugh Loebner's wearing? And in a funny kind of way, that was just too obvious. To me, that was an instant clue that that's a bot.
You've obviously spent the afternoon thinking about the difference between what can be achieved so far, where we are now in the development of AI, and the difference between that and a real human brain. Where do you see it going? I mean, you must do a lot of stories about the development of this line of technology.
Well, we've been spending a week at the BBC doing a whole series of news stories and programmes about the development of artificial intelligence called Intelligent Machines. And one of the things that's kept coming back to me is we're quite poor at defining artificial intelligence, or at least many of those deeply involved in it have rather different interpretations of what it is. I mean, we're obviously a very long way from the kind of artificial intelligence that Stephen Hawking talked about as a threat to humanity. We are doing some very clever things, but what we're finding is that computers can do computer things, things that involve taking vast amounts of data and processing them fast and seeing patterns in them. They can't do human things, which involve going off the rails, being a bit creative, scratching your head, starting again, and then doing something completely different.
And the collaborative approach in the way that we solve problems, I'm not sure computers can bring in different ways of thinking.
I think some of the research that's going on at the moment is into that very area. Learning from mistakes, trying to bring in different approaches. But if artificial intelligence is in any way about mimicking the human brain and how that works, there are two huge problems. First, I think our understanding of how the human brain works is still at quite a primitive level. And second, the sheer scale of the human brain still defeats a computer.
We don't fully understand it ourselves, so how can we replicate it?
Exactly. I mean, and I think there's a big debate in the artificial intelligence field, as far as I understand it, between those who think it is all about replicating human thinking and others who think that's maybe a bit of a blind alley and machines will always do things differently. There are obvious things that machines already do much better than us. Ask a machine to calculate pi to the nth number and they can do it a lot better than I can. Ask a machine to search through vast amounts of information in a library and find the key document. They can do it a lot better than I could roaming around the library. But ask it to say, which is the best way of getting slugs out of my garden?
Having
who's asked
your favourite contestant on Great British Bake Off?
Yeah, and they kind of struggle.
Yeah, and so they should. I may be being a bit of a Luddite here, but I find it a little bit scary. Some of the futuristic developments that I've been hearing about today include some AI that can defeat Atari. Some research being done into gaming as a kind of a testing model for AI. It completely defeated it in hardly any time at all.
Yeah, I mean, actually, what you're talking about there is one computer program defeating another computer program.
Yeah, it's got to be purpose-driven, hasn't it,
yeah.
In the research. They're looking for it to achieve a certain something before they embark on going down that route because it is a wide field.
It is extraordinarily wide field. And We're seeing some huge advances now in certain areas. I think perhaps in the physical area. That's what really strikes me, having spent a week sort of looking at robots and AI.
One of the things you've been looking at, can a robot do my job?
Yeah, and that is an interesting test of how far we've got, because they are beginning to do cognitive tasks. You know, we went into a law firm and found an AI program processing legal contracts, looking at legal contracts and assessing them for risk, which is a job that junior lawyers do and takes them days on end, and it's very, very tedious work. Computer doesn't get tired, the computer doesn't complain and say, I want a pay rise. Computer doesn't, you know, have an affair with another computer, at least you hope so. So
maybe that's the future.
So that's one area where they are moving. But we get worried about that sort of thing, and then we realise that actually we as humans acquire new skills that frankly they don't have, and you know, we talk to each other for one thing.
And as the field develops, so will the distinction between what's human and what's not.
Well,
I suppose.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, that has happened to a certain extent, in that we used to think that machines could do machine things, manual labour, you know, classic robots in car factories things. And now we are seeing machines doing cognitive tasks, things of the mind. But they are not doing things of the imagination or things which involve empathy. And that is our big strength.